You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. For you deserve the glory and the honor. I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence a second time with praise, ready to magnify you, ready to glorify you. For you are great. The songwriter said, you do miracles that are so great that there is no one else that is like you. And God, we concur this morning that you are an awesome God. There's no one that's like you. No one can compare to you. You are magnificent in all your ways. And so we offer unto you our praise this morning. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another day that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And thank you for a mind to pray. For you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray and not faint. And as we continue into day 14 of our 31 days of prayer, there is no turning back, God. You have taken us higher and higher each and every single day, and we are continuing to press towards you. There is a higher calling. There is a greater anointing. And God, we want your will to be done in our lives in
the mighty name of Jesus, and not only in our lives, but in the lives of our loved ones as well. And so, God, we want your anointing to overflow us and to flow upon our neighbors and to flow upon our friends and to flow upon our loved ones, Lord, as we interact with them, as we call out their names in prayer, as we intercede on their behalf, Lord, come the more and show yourself mighty on their behalf as you have shown yourself mighty on our behalf. God, you have been so good to us. You have been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And you are not a respecter of person. What you do for one, God, you would do for another. So, God, as you have blessed me, God, I ask you to bless even my enemy today, God, those that fight up against me, those that battle me, God, those that disagree with me, God, those that do me wrong, those that hurt me, God, those that talk about me behind my back, God, I pray for them today. That you would save, God, that you would turn their lives around, God, that you would bless them and keep them, God, and that you allow me to be an example for them in the mighty name of Jesus so that they may be drawn to you, God. You tell us to pray for our enemies, God, not to reject them, not to keep them away, God, but to pray for them, God, oh, God, because they need our help, God, and when we pray for them and when we are nice to them, your word declares that it will heap coals of fire upon their head. God, help us to seek after revenge. God, help us not to seek after the payback, but God, to do as you have told us to do, and that is to pray. Pray for those that are that treat us spitefully and do us wrong, God, and even pray for those, our family members. Pray for those, our loved ones. Pray for those that are in our ministries, God. Give us to pray today in the name of Jesus that your will might be done in all of our lives, because, God, it's our endeavor to bless you. It's our endeavor to serve you, and you said they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. And I don't want to just worship you upon my own, God. But, God, I want my brother and my sister to come together and that we can work together and to praise and to magnify your name. Because when we are with one accord, God, and with one mind, you do great things, God, like you did up in the upper room, Lord. If they were mad at Peter, God, then your spirit may not have had the effect that it had because he needed to be there, God. And so, God, we want everyone to be together. So, God, I pray for my enemies. I pray for my family. I pray for those that are connected to me and those that are not connected to me. I pray for your people, God, everywhere, so that your spirit may come and rest, rule, and abide over us, and that your spirit may come and sweep over our souls and revive our souls, that your spirit may come, oh, God, and show up like a great and mighty rushing wind to fill us with your anointing, to fill us with your power, to fill us with your spirit, to fill us with your refreshing, to fill us with you, God, because we need you today. We need you to be the example that you have called for us to be. We need you to be the vessels that you need for us to be today. So, God, come to more and have your way in us. I pray for the nation. I pray for pastors everywhere. God, I pray for those that are in high places. I pray for our general board. I pray for the leaders of every single ministry, Lord, that you would order our footsteps, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to not go on our own ways, but in everything that we do, acknowledge you so that you can direct our pathways. You can lead us to where we need to go. You can take us where we need to go, and we don't have to make any U-turns. We won't take any missteps because, God, you are not a God of failure. You're not a God of missteps. But, God, everything that you do, God, you do all things well. And so, God, we don't want to be burned. We don't want to be forsaken. God, we don't want to waste any time because time is short, Lord. You are soon to return. And God, you need us to be a light to a nation, a light to everyone, a light to those in need, God, in the name of Jesus, that people may be saved, delivered, and set free and brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. God, is there anyone that you need to send? God, if you need anything, God, here am I. Send me, God. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to pray. I'm willing to intercede. I'm willing to be a vessel, God, in the name of Jesus. So use your people for your glory so that you might be glorified, so that you might be honored and adored. We thank you, God, and we praise you, God, this day for the many wonderful things that you have done. We thank you for being a keeper. We thank you for being a mind regulator, and help us us to pray, God. Teach us how to pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, that when we don't know what to say, your Spirit gives utterance to us. He intercedes on our behalf, and he takes our moanings and our groanings to you, God. And so, God, every single time we pray, Holy Spirit, give us what to say. Give us who to pray for as we pray for one another today. Bring people into our mind, into our thoughts, God, that needs us, that needs our prayer, that needs us to intercede on their behalf. God, help us to call out names that we have not called out in a long time, God. Help us to call out names of people that we may not have spoken to for years, Lord, and help us to put a word of encouragement upon them. Help us to, God, to lift them up in prayer and pray for their families and pray for their finances and pray for their loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we may spring forth prayer across this nation, God, because the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. It accomplishes the task that is set forth for it to accomplish. So, God, bring people into our remembrance today, that we may call out their names in prayer, that you may intercede on their behalf. Much prayer yields much power. Little prayer yields little power. And, God, we don't want the power just for ourselves, but we want to empower our brothers, empower our sisters, empower those that are in places that need our help. I pray for the missionaries today, those that are in war-torn areas, those that are in areas where they are being persecuted for righteousness' sake. God, I pray that you would provide them with all of the resources that they need to be successful, and not just the resources, God, but I pray that you would anoint them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to declare your word boldly, that they may share your good news in hostile territory and be successful. Let them not fear anything, God, but bless them and honor their sacrifices, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and give us the opportunity to sow into their lives, God, to be a blessing to them, and give us the remembrance, God, the mindset, God, to pray for those, oh God, that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake in the name of Jesus. We're living in a land, for most of us, oh God, that we don't have to suffer through persecution for your sake. And we're grateful, God, for that. And so, God, help us to use our areas of favor. Oh, God, help us to use our blessings to bless those that are less fortunate than us, God, and to continue to keep them steadfast in prayer. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing. Thank you, God, for the mighty, wonderful things that you're doing for us in these 31 days of prayer. God, I see breakthrough, God, because you're breaking through our superficialness. You're breaking through our selfishness. You're breaking through, God, our lack of compassion towards people. And, God, you're taking us higher. The more we think like you, the higher we'll be. The more breakthroughs we'll come through. We'll be able to make it through. And, God, so we depend upon you. We lean upon you. We trust you, God. God, that you will continue to bless us as we continue to bless you and remain steadfast in prayer. Bless those that have joined me this morning in our time of prayer. Honor their sacrifice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and bless them in everything that they do, God. Touch them and anoint them today, God. Bless them and let this day be like none other, but continue to take them higher, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to anoint them, God. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, God, cast it out of us so that we might be whole. Holy vessels, God, holy and acceptable vessels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you may get the glory out of our lives. Bless us, keep us, strengthen us this day, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Our scripture this morning is coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and it reads, "Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints." We need the Lord to bless us and keep us and give us what we need to pray for. We know the things that we need to pray for, but we have some people that are around us that need us, that is in need of someone to intercede on their behalf. God may not reveal everything to us, but just ask, I urge you today to ask the Lord, so who you need to pray for, what you need to pray for, and take time to do that so that someone might be encouraged, somebody's families' lives may be turned around. God may jump in because our prayers are effective. They accomplish much according to God's word and according to what I've seen manifested in my own life. So I encourage you today, get somebody on your mind. Get somebody that you haven't spoken to in a long time on your mind, and don't just do it for one person, but pray for a number of people today that God will have his way in their lives, and that if they need salvation, saved. If they need healing in their bodies, heal. If they need to be delivered from something, deliver. Whatever it might be, take time to pray for someone else, and when you do that, watch God take care of your situations and bring your situations to the forefront, because he'll handle your cares. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.